Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the righteous are called pious, they're called muttaqi, because they avoid those things that are usually difficult to avoid. A poet said, it is only the one who fear Allah Almighty that attains that which is beneficial. Only taqwa and good deeds accompany a person into the grave. My dear Yusuf Madan, inshallah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has divided taqwa into 7 different types. According to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, number 1, avoiding disbelief. Number 2, protecting yourself from deviant beliefs. Number 3, refraining from major sins. Number 4, refraining from minor sins. Number 5, leaving that which is doubtful. Number 6, abstaining from the desires of the nafs. Number 7, staying away from every action that takes you away from Allah Almighty. The Quran, my dear Mr. Pandit, is a guide towards these 7 actions. Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions 12 benefits of piety, 12 benefits of taqwa from the Holy Quran. He says, the pious person is praised by his Lord. The pious individual is protected from enemies. Allah Almighty helps and supports the devout. He is safe from the hardship and terrors of the hereafter. In this world, he will obtain halal sustenance. The actions of a pious person will be rectified. By the blessing of this piety, all his sins will be forgiven. He becomes a friend of Allah. Due to piety, all his actions are accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. The pious individual is worthy of honor and respect. At the time of death, he will be given the glad tidings of beholding Allah Almighty and attaining salvation. The pious will be saved from the fire of hell and they will remain in paradise forever.